The Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. During breaks while working on the construction of the first atomic bomb in 1943, Enrico Fermi and his colleagues talked of many things, one of which was alien intelligence. The Milky Way galaxy that we live in is easily large enough to house millions of civilizations and is certainly old enough, about 3.5 billion years old, so that one of them should have colonized the galaxy by now. So Enrique asked, where are they? This question is now known as the Fermi paradox. There are about 100 billion stars in the galaxy, and even if the chances of life are like winning the lottery, say about 10 million to one, there should still be 10,000 winners. In order to apply a more scientific analysis to Fermi's paradox, Frank Drake devised what is now known as the Drake equation in 1961 at a conference in Virginia that would lead to the beginnings of SETI, which stands for the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. The Drake equation can produce many results based upon whether the user is optimistic, 10,000, or pessimistic, exactly one. Whenever I am asked whether I believe that there are aliens out there, I always respond yes. But I also quickly follow that up by saying that the likelihood of us actually contacting them anytime soon is extremely remote. The reason for both answers is the same. The galaxy is too big. This is Dr. Todd Young, Professor of Physics and Astronomy at Wayne State College. If you'd like to learn more about this and many other astronomical topics, please visit the Fred G. Dale Planetarium at Wayne State College.